This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Broomfield City Council has approved ending a moratorium on retail marijuana shops. The Daily Camera reports the first three business licenses will be available May 3rd, and city officials will accept more applications in July and August. Officials estimate $1 million in tax revenue from pot sales for the Denver suburb. A Colorado National Guard captain is suing his superiors for allegedly violating his First Amendment rights by reprimanding him for taking part in a protest. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
According to the suit, Alan Kennedy took part in a Black Lives Matter protest in Denver last summer. The demonstration turned violent when police fired tear gas and other crowd-dispersing projectiles. The National Guard has a rule against participating in protests where, quote, violence is likely. His superiors formally reprimanded him, which Kennedy says blemished his military record and blocked him from promotion. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Last weekend's snowstorm helped ease drought conditions. 2 feet of snow in northeast Colorado yielded more than 2 inches of water. State officials say that's an unusually large amount for a single week. Extreme or exceptional drought still blankets much of the state, including the western slope, which didn't get much snow. 43 degrees in Denver, it is 52 in Colorado Springs, 45 for Vail, 57 in Grand Junction, 58 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.